Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. So, as I was saying, those of us around the virtual Cambridge Breakfast table know that this month, Questions has been a little bit different. And with our City Fibre and Cambridge Rotary Club friends, we have been raising money with every right answer for Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust. Now, the hospital has, of course, been high on our news agenda this year, the past year. We're all fully aware of how very difficult the circumstances have been at the hospital. And that's possibly even without taking COVID into consideration. So we thought to ourselves that there could be no better charity to raise funds this Christmas time for Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust. They are raising for two appeals this year. They are raising for Christmas hampers for their to say a thank you to the exceptional work that Addenbrooke staff have been doing throughout the past year. And they are also going to put together a little gift list for any of the children who might find themselves on Addenbrooke's wards this Christmas time. So this morning, now we are joined by Ellie Bridges, who is the Community Relationships Coordinator for ACT, Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust. Good morning to you, Ellie.
Morning.
Good morning. It is morning, lovely Ellie. To speak to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've had a few little conversations on email. We got in touch to tell you what we were up to. And we thought, let's definitely have a chat with you this morning. Tell us a little bit, just actually, let's start from the beginning, I guess. Just tell us a little bit about the work that Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust actually does.
Yeah, definitely. So we're the hospital's charity, so we support them and going above and beyond NHS needs when the hospital need it most, and helping make our hospitals even better than they already are. So that's what we do at Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust, and we work closely with the hospital on what their greatest need is, and help them with that and make sure that they can provide the best possible care for all patients at Addenbrooke's and the Rosie.
So I was going to ask, actually, how do you choose the projects that you fundraise for? But that's a conversation that happens with the hospital. They identify some of the, is it like equipment that they need? And then you get to work on how you might try to help fundraise for it.
Yeah, so one of the main things is obviously that it needs to go above and beyond what the NHS would fund.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we look at. But we also, work closely with the hospital and just sort of work with them on what their need is at the time. We think about how that will benefit the patient and what the impact will be and how many people will benefit from that. So it could be, a new piece of equipment, it could be research, it could be improvements to the patient environment, such as ward refurbishments, and it could also be staff support, which obviously we've been doing a lot of in the last 2 years to help the staff after such a challenging time.
So that's actually really interesting. So actually you're talking about medical equipment, but also refurbishment of some of the wards, and like you've just touched on there, support for the staff themselves. If you can go into a bit more detail about what you just mentioned there with supporting staff over the past couple of years, could you give us a bit more detail about that?
Yeah, of course. So we've spent some time creating some relaxing spaces within the hospital, specifically well-being rooms, and that just means that when the staff need to take a break, we can do that in the hospital, and they have a nice place to go to and just sit there in a calm environment and unwind. So that's one of the things that we've done. We've also put together a sort of program of treats that we can send to the hospital. So at Valentine's Day, everyone got a chocolate. We also marked the anniversary of the first lockdown and gave everyone daffodils. So we gave them out on site. And obviously, with support like yours, we're also giving them hampers over the Christmas period as well. So it's just sort of little things like that that can help boost staff morale.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, I was just going to say, I mean, it's such a small little thing, a little piece of chocolate on Valentine's Day, a little flower to say thank you. It's like the small things must make like quite a large impact. It's really interesting. When you get to work then, I mean, when you say, right, this is the project that we're fundraising for, who do you target? Is it sort of like individuals who send you funds, you know, one-off checks here and there? Or do you also target some of the businesses, I don't know, around Cambridge or up and down the country?
Yeah, so we've got quite a big team at Adam Brooks Charitable Trust. So we do things like send a letter in the post and ask for a donation towards a specific appeal. But we also work with the local community, and we've had so much amazing support throughout the last year from people just being really creative with their ideas in lockdown, and, you know, how they can fundraise from home. But also, you know, now restrictions have eased a little bit, we've had people running events for us, which has been brilliant. We had amazing support with the London Marathon. But yeah, we also work with companies, and that's, you know, something that we continue to look to do, and hope that companies local to us and further afield will help our hospitals too.
Morning, Ellie. The Christmas hampers that we are helping to raise funds for with the help of our sponsors and our listeners, of course, as well. How do you decide who gets them?
So we actually send them out to all of the staff at Adam Brooks. So we've sent out 700 hampers, and that's for 11,000 staff.
Wow.
So it covers sort of every ward, every area of the hospital, all different departments throughout the site, not just within the hospital, but anyone that is employed by Cambridge University Hospitals should have received a gift with the hampers. So we tried to cover everyone, and that was, you know, made up of little treats like mince pies, gingerbread, snacks, golden coins. Everyone loves those in their Christmas stockings. So just tried to fill them with treats and give them that little boost in the run up to Christmas, when they're doing everything they can to look after our loved ones over the festive period.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah.
Lovely. A little sweet treat. And it's just that little extra gift of a massive thanks that we just couldn't resist this year. And we are very, very happy, all of our listeners are, around Cambridge Breakfast on Cambridge 105 Radio, to be donating towards this this year. We have one more day to go. We will be in touch tomorrow to let you know how much exactly we have raised. And Ellie, I think we will call it there. But thank you so much for giving us an idea of all the amazing work that Adam Brooks Charitable Trust do at Christmas time throughout the entire year. And please do say a massive thank you to everybody at Adam Brooks, and indeed at the Charitable Trust, from all of us here at Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you to all the listeners for taking part and joining in your amazing fundraising. So thank you to you all, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you too,
thank
Ellie.
You.
Thank you very much. That's Ellie Bridges, Community Relationships Coordinator for Adam Brooks Charitable Trust, the recipient of our cash money pounds from the Questions Christmas Advent Calendar Quiz, 8:41.
Cambridge 105 Radio.